check. 1, 2. This is the Mr. Nobody podcast. Episode 15. Our memories. What if I couldn't remember him? I've been using things like anger, even sadness, to keep you alive. One where I've tried to investigate my real feelings about this. Losing you to heroin. Is losing you. And the other part is heroin. Listens, and then he speaks. Losing you. And heroin. That was my first
What is it? What happened?
Yeah, that was my first thought. He got killed in a fight. Thinking he was invincible. My next thought had me. It's a car accident. He must have died in a car accident. What else? What else could have killed him? Are of unnatural speed.
To let your mind speak about where you are now. Relinquishing power.
I didn't know that you were messing around with heroin. Nobody should trust any drug dealer. Don't blame it on pharmaceuticals.
Where are you now? This moment.
Don't blame it on your pain. Take responsibility for the fact that everything has fentanyl. Too late. Too late for us. My shaman tells me that
we have to stop.
You're not exactly dead. That you're not here. But that our relationship is still potent. Self-informing. Guided by love. Loss. We play word games. Word games? We have to stop. I'm not the only person who's lost someone like you.
We have to stop.
It's happening all the fucking time. But the heartbreak I feel, that is mine.
What is
4 years. Some of it has been like a nightmare. And some of it is like a dream.
Like a daydream.
Are we just our memories? Do we exist beyond our thoughts? Do other people exist beyond our memories of them?
We have to stop.
Is our mind merely an extension of the organ we call the brain?
Psychologically, it's a very good thing.
Is it just an extension of the brain?
Is it in fact?
Because
the brain. The brain.
The music is there.
When I play music, I feel
we have to stop.
Like the anchor of my lifeboat
is cuts.
And I can just say, my life.
Thoughts, feelings, memories.
Just let it be said. Or listened to.
Control.
Where are you? Do you exist beyond your body? Your memories? Or memories of you? Certainly your mind is no longer with us. Because that was in your brain. Your body.
He fulfilled an emptiness that did not exist as long as he did.
I have to stop.
There is no past.
Is it worth trying to figure anything out?
What is it? What is it?
An emptiness that didn't exist. When I reflect back on what happened, I see little movies. And one of those movies is when you were 16 or 17. And I know now that you were using heroin. And with a particular girlfriend. And a group of friends, if you could call them friends. Because at that point, you were all lost.
One of the first impressions.
Most of whom was
you and A.
Our dad.
Walking down the street together.
I remember that. That was 4 years ago, walking down the street with my son. The exact moment. And someone said to me, you look so alike. Even from a distance.
Put into words.
We've all seen this. Fathers and sons. Not copies, but so alike.
The joy of life. Supreme joy of life.
Yeah.
Occurred.
The supreme joy of life.
Between you and your son.
Relinquish.
He was with him.
It was. Control.
That life had meaning.
When you were 17,
marvelous participant,
and I saw your girlfriend all fucked up,
and the two of you were a marvelous team,
all fucked up on the couch
to accomplish.
I should have known. alarm bells should have gone off. Little things, little movies.
What is it?
Burned into my memory. Is that all we are?
Is that all you are?
If your memory was wiped clean, would you still be you?
Would you still be you?
What I'm saying in terms of his life,
this kind of love, it can't be manufactured artificially or conjured by choice. It's cellular. It's an accident. Interesting. Cells are matter. Does it matter? I wonder when I don't matter anymore. Will that love?
And what's coming up is,
will that love matter?
Within you, within you, within you.
There's no way he could have killed himself, such a foolish way. A fallacy. But he did. But he did. A fallacy. Of disproportionate outcome.
What is it?
But he did.
What is it?
But he did.
But he did.
What are you living now?
I'm living a dream. Kind of dream life. One foot in the past. What is it? I'm just here.
I was all there was needed.
I'm nowhere. I feel you, son. It's physical. It's physical.
Now there's separation.
because you understood that. The value. I feel strange about...
We have to stop.
...using drugs to make peace with myself, to heal myself. There's no healing from this, but to not hate, to feel that beautiful crush of love again. The waves of gratitude and love. Those are real. It's more than a memory. Every 7 years, our cells have replaced themselves. Slowly, a few at a time, so we don't notice. We don't notice, like the ship of Theseus. Are we the same people? Am I your father? In another few years, I'll be completely replaced from when we last saw each other.
Nothing else was needed.
Interesting. Are we just our memories? I remember having to wake up your sister the day after you died.
We have to stop.
She's living in an apartment on the other side of the city from me. And I rang her doorbell. It was hot. Summer day. And I went upstairs with her, and she knew something was wrong for me to appear like that. And I said, sit down. I think I said that. We sat down. I don't remember. And the sun was streaming in. And it was such a beautiful day. The day after you killed yourself. Not that it matters. And she was so beautiful. Carefully entered this moment because I knew that once I spoke, her life would be changed forever, like mine. This life, this now. Oh my God. Oh my God, it's one of the worst moments.
I had to say, gone.
She said no. She said,
you were gone.
She said no. The fallacy of unequal consequences. What do you hear?
I hear.
stop. Our memories, tiny movies, recalling actions, inactions, ignored warnings. There is no past, there's only now. I listen to my shaman. He doesn't exactly know he's a shaman. But he takes me into the lowest, darkest parts of myself. And that's something happening on Earth, not in the sky or in afterlife. This is, I was going to say, earthly magic. Not sure what that means. Something I can only experience with my body and my mind, which is the same thing, isn't it? Or is 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 it? I don't know. When I look at pictures of you, or have dreams, I wonder, is that something that's happening now? I love you. Now. Right now. Is that what you are? An emotion that I'm having? A memory? Something physical? Does my son have any idea now? Or is that not the right question? Is perhaps the question to ask, what will I do?
What will I do?
How will I use these memories?
That's all, that's all I have.
To fill my life, to soak through me. I don't want to forget you. We need to stop. Mr. Nobody.